This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. According to a 2017 Bureau of Justice Statistics study, nearly half the people held in jail suffered from some sort of mental illness, and more than a quarter suffered from a severe condition like bipolar. Thanks to a decision written by Justice Thurgood Marshall in the Gamble case, the incarcerated are the only people in America with a constitutional right to health care. Labor Department released a proposal that would limit claims against big companies for employment law violations by franchisees or contractors by diluting the definitions for joint employment. Mayor Catherine Pugh of Baltimore announced that she would take an indefinite leave of absence for health reasons shortly after the governor asked Maryland state prosecutors to investigate a $500,000 payment that Pugh had received from a nonprofit health care company with ties to the state and city governments. Americans borrowed an estimated $88 billion in 2018 to pay for health care, according to a survey by Gallup and the nonprofit West Health. And one of four Americans have skipped treatment because of the cost, and that nearly half fear bankruptcy in the event of a health emergency. A manager and a White House personnel security staff told the House committee staff members that career officials had denied 25 applications for reasons including foreign influence, conflicts of interest concerning personal conduct, financial materials, financial problems, drug use, and criminal conduct. Horse fatalities at Santa Anita Racetrack in California and Churchill Downs in Kentucky are threatening the industry unless there is significant reform. Most assisted living facilities have no doctors on site or on call. Only about half have nurses on staff or on call, even though they now house more than 800,000 people. Most residents are over the age of 85, and according to government data, about two-thirds need help with bathing, half with dressing, 20% with eating. Wireless telephone carriers have been selling location data in ways that allow it to be resold for potentially dangerous purposes. This industry-wide practice facilitates pay-to-track schemes that appear to violate the law and Federal Communications Commission rules. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by WAMF 90.3 FM in New Orleans, Louisiana, and distributed by Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, a grassroots effort to produce public radio news and information serving the needs of low and moderate income working Americans by providing a platform for voices not commonly heard in mainstream media. For more information, please visit our website at affiliatedmediamovement.org.